I'm 18 and I'm trying to explain to my parents why I don't want to go to college. I'm 16 and I just found MGTOW the other day and I feel like an outcast in my high school. I don't really know what to do. I can't feel like I can relate to anyone and I definitely don't want to date in high school, knowing female nature. I'm 13 and my dad is a feminist. He just doesn't understand. Welcome back, MGTOW men. As you guys know, I'm 24. I'm not this old age MGTOW sage and I hope that I can reach both those younger and older than me, but I realize that within MGTOW, there is a growing group that is of a younger and younger age. Just know, I'm always willing to chat about MGTOW. MGTOW as a high schooler, MGTOW in college, or MGTOW in your 20s. Because you're likely going to have nobody to talk to, and really talk to, about in your physical life. As thus, we're going to have to go to YouTube, Google Hangouts, Discord, Skype, to connect. And we know the reason for this. Okay, MGTOW is still very small in the big picture of things, but it is growing. And MGTOW is something that actually requires introspection and observation. And as a culture, do you think that we really know how to cultivate that? We've disregarded that. MGTOW was not the mainstream thought. And from what we know of psychology, even when you are asked to provide the answer to the equation 2 plus 2, if the group around you says 5, you are dangerously close to answering alongside with them. Just because it's a group think. It takes discretion and prudent thinking to understand that a minority choice is the best for you, and thus, you know, don't expect for others to understand MGTOW. So if you ever feel that pressure to try to explain it, to try to get people to see where you're coming from, throw that out the window and understand that that is not on your shoulder. They likely will not understand. You may be saying to me right now as well, Hoodie, why even bother? Okay, why worry about whether or not people understand that you're MGTOW? You shouldn't even be telling them about it. And the thing is, I don't just go around and tell people about MGTOW. Why conversation goes a certain way, I may bring it up. I may mention certain ideas about the MGTOW philosophy, okay? Because even some of my closest friends, they do not know about it. They see how I live, and that is the greatest communicator. And it creates a lot of internal turmoil sometimes for me as I'm cultivating, okay, this content, spending sometimes full-time hours working on emails and videos while not telling anyone about it. But this is okay because as MGTOW, you know your end game and you're making the decision to determine your end game. And when you have hope and a final goal, when you have hope that you're not going to be bogged down by many of the pitfalls that your buddies will begin to come across in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, then you can more easily enjoy the present. Just keep your head down and you're ready up. So today, I want to present the first of a few conversations through comments that I've had with people on YouTube as to where the hangup is in understanding MGTOW and where this tunnel vision focus is and the outside's perspective on MGTOW. And I'm going to be doing a couple parts on this. So the first one is, I have to ask, do you believe that all women are so bad? And it's a comment that really focuses on this idea and that premise. And philosophically, I try to hold myself to somewhat of a rigid standard and don't want to creep into fallacious argumentation whenever I make a statement or a video. Thus, I don't like to make hasty generalizations, nor will I ever say all this or all that most of the time. That usually does not work. So when I got this question, which I'll read, I thought to myself, no, but that's not the point. MGTOW once again, and Jordan Peterson, in a response to MGTOW that he made, lectured on this, and he infuriated me with the simplistic response to MGTOW, okay, focusing solely on the fact of this relationship between men and women. And it actually more so has to do with social ills, economics, job prospects, the education system, and the judicial system than women and dating and their impact. So here's the comment. I have to ask, do you believe that all women are so bad? If you know that they are not all bad, are you going to let them know that all women are not all that bad? First of all, that's not my duty. That's not something that I need to do. That is not my calling. And again, this is a female who sent this comment. Are you going to give both sides and let these boys decide for themselves? I'm sick of all these labels men and women have for each other. I think feminists need to get their heads out of their ass and wake up. Men, I know you have been hurt plenty, but look around. There are still a lot of women that feel like I do, that you are judging. This is a chapter in history that should never be. I wish you all the best. I'm not judging you. Please don't spill hate into your younger boys. They need a chance to make their own minds up. Again, I wish you all the very best. If you step back, again, this is a extension of the comment. If you step back and look, don't you find it a little bit sad? I'm honestly trying to understand this group of men and what they have gone through that make them feel like marriage is not a goal in life, that you are turning into yourselves, looking to MGTOW. I'm a 47-year-old woman that lost her husband a little over 2 years ago. I thought that if I started trying to find another man to share the rest of my life with, that I'm sure that there would be men. I was married for 21 years to the same man. I miss him terribly. I loved him so much and wanted to hurt him at times, but I mostly loved him. Could have pursued that, but I left that there. He loved me, and those were his last words. Do you really not believe in true love? Is it because you believe all women are feminists? Me personally, I would set them on fire, and that's how much this movement means to me. Please help me understand why men and women are so divided. I really don't understand. I hope that you all have a good day. I do hope you find in life all your heart desires. Thank you for listening to me. So here's my response from a couple of days ago. Nope, the world that we live in is gray. It's not black and white on the majority of things. But I believe that feminism has bombarded the opportunity to falling through with the traditional marriage or relationship espoused by human history. Societal shifts are mainly behind this MGTOW philosophy, guys. And female nature is a small portion of what I discuss. I use it as a template, as another reason to go your own way. And I'm focused on emphasizing how things such as the education system, food and job prospects are failing men. Opportunities are decreasing as marriages continually erode. Just look around you. Use some statistics. Do you want to be a part of a stat? I know I don't. And through that combination, the best form of preservation is to go MGTOW, especially in the light of feminism and postmodernism. And the thing that we as men do, we have a survival instinct. Okay, it's not selfish to go MGTOW. It's not selfish to want to survive. We are going to look for the best way to survive. We are going to evaluate that, and then we are going to pursue it if we think it will guarantee us success. And that's what MGTOW is. And first of all, any time is a hard time to lose a spouse, but during the 40s, yes, it must be difficult. So I do express my condolences there. But personally, I feel significantly less concerned for my life by going MGTOW at a financial level in particular. Mainly, I want to be able to take as much risk in my life, travel, career, finances to self-actualize myself and my goals while reducing the quantity of consequence on the other end. And that's the thing. Always increase the amount of risk you can take while lowering the amount of consequence. And in today's world, with dwindling job prospects and as the education system fails, by going my own way, I give myself a greater chance to be able to take those risks. Okay, that's my rationale. And as a Christian, I take Paul's words to heart, that it's better for a man to be as he was, single, because he is not concerned with things of the world, things around him, pleasing his wife. That is what's said. And I don't want to be concerned with the things of this world to the extent that I might in a marriage market that is often dictated by consumerism and hedonism, things I don't want to be a part of. Okay, and that's my ultimate thesis. You guys know this. I've shared this with you. Now I'm just sharing it with her, with that comment. And if you ask another MGTOW, they might give you a different answer. Okay, MGTOW is a giant tunnel network. We're not the redcoats marching in unison. It's a giant tunnel network spread across the world, okay? Feminism is destructive and it's filled with egoism, as you've alluded to, but it is only one small segment of a societal ill that has extended itself. Okay, MGTOW allows men to be more protected. Hopefully that elucidates my stance for you, and obviously I interjected some things in there. But I'm going to go on here. And part of the reason that this argumentation is made, and it was made by a woman, is because female nature does serve as a catalyst for MGTOW. Female nature serves as a tangible catalyst, more importantly, that brings men to the realization that the game board that you're playing on, it's actually on a tilted table. It's tilted against you. And in my dating experiences, my mistakes, but also the destructive expression of feminism and the psychological warfare when I was dating that was going on, sure, that spiked my interest in MGTOW philosophy. But once you get into MGTOW, It's really more about the world. It's less about women as the thesis for going your own way. It's very important, but it's our overall response to looking at the world as an apocalyptic entity right now that is going down. We want to survive and thrive during that malady. Okay, and this is evidence for why red pill rage is a term, though, and it's a stage, much like a stage of grief. And the red pill rage expresses itself differently for each man. And for me, it wasn't really red pill rage. I've taken notice of how I respond to anger and how I respond to fear. I very much internalize it. I'm not as expressive. I don't go into a rage stage. And thus, it was more of a red pill haze. And I was confused and I was drained because I didn't have an answer for the mistakes I made other than that I had chosen to date out of my own securities and the lust for the women that I dated. And for some, the men out there that have been burned, divorced, and pillaged, that is going to produce red pill rage, and that is a real thing. And it's really a necessary and therapeutic stage to go through, but frankly, it's a stage that those outside of MGTOW will really relate MGTOW as a whole to be, okay? And it's not the case. I just send out a tweet about MGTOW as peace and clarity, and that is truly what it brings it to. Okay, and it's often a stage that many people on the outside, as I said, when they go to YouTube or they go to MGTOW.com, will see of MGTOW. Okay, in new videos, a man shares a story, and that is going to resonate with them. But Red Pill Rage doesn't classify MGTOW, okay? It's a part of it. And during Red Pill Rage, one of the main topics that is centered on is female nature, dating experiences, divorce, child support payments, and so on. And the reason for that is that the initial transition to MGTOW is going to be more reflective. So obviously you have recent situations where you came across situations that maybe brought anger. It's not going to be as much prospective. It's going to be more reflective. And sadly, the outside will see a lot of these videos in Red Pill Rage. And because emotion carries so much weight in people's understanding of a message, that is going to be used as the salient reminder as to what MGTOW actually is, when in reality, that's not really the case. And for example, for me, when I first came across MGTOW, this was back in July of 2016, I was consuming content primarily from Sandman, MK, and Jerry Liu, although the content that I was drawn most to from them were Jerry's stories about terrible feminist, negligent female neighbors, stories of divorces, and for MK, I was riveted by his take on when he was in his garage talking about the story of his divorce from a Russian wife. Okay, please check that out. And Nawaltz, man, even Eastern Nawaltz, as he shared, they're not out there for us. And if they did, I would be spending my time, you know, why would I be spending my time scouring Indiana Jones style, for one, as if I'm raiding for the Lost Ark? But as time goes on, you think about life and what it will look like as a MGTOW. A healthy mind, and especially a male mind, even more so, a MGTOW mind, thinks of the future. He thinks about what his life will look like as he goes his own way. He learns to apply the MGTOW philosophy to his life in the best way possible so that he can enjoy it, and he will begin to talk to other people. Okay, it took me 11 months to even start talking about MGTOW publicly on YouTube. Okay, and that is where the hangup is. That is where the hangup is, and why I get comments like this, okay, that are very narrow focused. And even Jordan Peterson makes responses like that about MGTOW. I'm Sunrise City, and that name should communicate it all. My hoodie is for focus, and you can't look at the sunrise if it's behind you. Okay, I want to see something bright. I'm looking ahead. So don't fret when you can't explain MGTOW. Even if you're not explicitly using the tag, know that your actions are a better tool for elucidation about something such as MGTOW than any word or persuasion, okay? And if you want to share another story with me, I want to hear it and I want to share it. Also, at the end of each video, I've been announcing that I want to put together an ebook, a collection of stories from MGTOW men sharing how they came to MGTOW and what MGTOW has done to benefit them. To take part in that, let me know at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.